This episode of the Rotten Room Podcast is sponsored by Audible. Audible has a wonderful selection of audiobooks, Audible originals, news, comedy, and so much more from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, and entertainers. And right now, you can get a 30-day trial to Audible when you click the link in my description. I have Audible, and I love it. I love how easy it is to find the book I want, listen to it, and be on my way, especially because I'm on the go and too busy to stop and read. Right now, I'm listening to Memory Heart's second book. I got this round, More Tales of Debauchery, and it talks about her kind of relationship, her relationship and stuff, and all the shenanigans she gets in with her friends, and how she overcomes being single again after being in a relationship for a long time. It's wonderful. So go to www.audibletrial.com/rrpodcast or click the link in my description to get started right now. My name is Richard, and I feel bad because I have not made an episode in a very long time. Oh, God. Right now, we are really in the thick of it as of right now. Oh, my God. People just don't know how to drive around here. Anyways, we're in the thick of it right now. The coronavirus is at a full-time, it's a shit show around the coronavirus. Here in Mexico, it has been deemed that people have to wear masks in public, which I think is a fantastic idea, honestly. And as much as I hate wearing fucking masks, you know, it's for the best, to be quite honest. It's to protect myself and my family from getting the coronavirus, because I know that if one of us got it in the house, everyone would get it in the house. And my mom and my dad, my stepdad, I should say, being over 50, it would be very, very, very unfortunate if they get it, because they have a higher chance of dying, basically. So that's what's happening right now. Currently, I'm not recording this at my house. I am actually in the parking lot of Walmart, just straight up chilling. And I'm lucky enough that I found a parking spot that had shade and everything, and I'm just straight chilling, honestly. And here's the reason why I'm out right now. I just need to get out of the house for a hot minute. I've been cooped up, I've just been going to work and back. It's nothing different than my everyday life. Usually, I'm already at home anyways, just chilling at my house, but, there's still those moments where I want to go out and drive somewhere just to get out of the house, just to, you know, get some fresh air. Still doing social distancing. I went into Walmart to get a pop socket so I could stand my phone up, finally. I've been dying to get a pop socket for a long time. And now I finally have one. It's really cute. It matches my new phone's phone case. It's all gold. It's very adorable. I love the theme. Yes, I am that fucking gay, I guess. And I'm just chilling here with the window rolled up. Down, I should say, because it is incredibly hot. We're in the midst of summer's fucking crotch, and it is hot as hell. I'm sweating so much from my back. It's disgusting. Anyways, I'm looking at Oh, that's right, they opened an Ulta. Ooh, I might go there later on. I'm just chilling. I just need to get out the house for a little bit. I finished my semester. I did pretty well. I think I failed my IT class. But that's to be expected, honestly, because I really did try, but online classes, not my thing. And I'm hoping that I'll be able to not do online classes again. And maybe I could pick up the rest of my school, you know, semester once the coronavirus has fizzled out and gone down to be, you know, once the curve starts to flatten and shit. So yeah, that's the current situation. I'm just incredibly bored. There's quite a bit that I want to talk about, but I don't know if I'll be able to express it all in one sitting, because I'm just terrible at explaining things. I want to talk about what's happening in the news. I want to talk about Tiger King. I want to talk about... What else do I want to talk about? I don't know. Oh, I guess I'll tell you some tales of what I've had to deal with being a quote-unquote essential person at my job, which is really... I've never worked for a company as... what I'm seeing from customers is incredibly fucking irritating. But, okay, let's just start with the whole coronavirus thing. First things first, let's talk about the coronavirus. Since March, the coronavirus has been ravaging the entire world, really. We're all in this truly to survive. And... Since March, it has been a doozy to, you know, just live life regularly. Stores have been closing, small businesses, big businesses have been staying open as they are essential. It's just been really, really, really hard right now for everyone, really. There have been a lot of great steps that have been taken in place to prevent the coronavirus from spreading everywhere. But people seem to just not give a fuck about those. They just want everything open so that they can continue to live their life in pure bliss. And here are some things that have been going on via the coronavirus pandemic. Epidemic. I don't know. All I know is that we are really just getting fucked over right now. So... One thing that the government, I don't know who did this, but anyways, they have been putting limits on how many people go into a store. They have been limiting the amount of people, they're counting how many people come in, come out, so they can keep that number steady and in place, and people are just not having it. And with this whole, you have to wear a mask in public, or else you'll not be allowed in public areas. People have been getting turned down left and right because God knows they've just... I honestly think it's just they forgot. They forgot because they need something from the store really quickly. And it's just... It sucks. Like, I've done it before. And that's how I know that it probably is that. But some people just don't give a shit. They think that if you catch it, then you'll be even more immune to it. Well, I mean, do you really want to chance that? Do you really want a chance catching it, almost dying... And then catching it again so you have a lesser chance of dying? Do you really want to... That's so fucking... That's stupid. That's dumb. Don't do that. Just fucking... Just wear your mask and be safe out there. We're not having officers at your door pointing a gun and saying you can't go outside. You can go outside. You just have to be careful. You have to just keep, you know, take the precautions. You know, wear a mask. Don't make contact with people, especially those who look sick. You know, sanitize your hands. Wash your hands for 20 seconds. It's 20 goddamn seconds. It's not gonna kill you. There's so much stuff that people are doing to piss me off. And I don't know... I feel like I'm gonna snap on someone. Just because I am deemed an essential in America right now, an essential employee. I work at a hardware store. I don't know if I can say the name or not. I don't know the logistics of anything. Fuck it. It's Lowe's. I work at Lowe's. I don't care anymore. I work at Lowe's hardware store. Lowe's is technically an essential store because it is a... emergency response store is one of my fucking supervisors told me. Basically, we're just there. We're open
to make sure people get supplies in case something happens, like a plague or like a zombie outbreak. I don't know why Lowe's is open, to be quite fucking honest. I can see Walmart being open because it is a general superstore, and, you know, that would work, even though... Even though their employees are treated like absolute dog shit here at Walmart, like, do you think they have it worse now? Oh my god, they've had it worse since the pandemic started, far before the pandemic started. They're paid like shit, they're treated like shit, they go through people so fast and often blame people who can't hold jobs, but in reality, it's just them screaming at people and making them fucking quit. And then they go around and they're like, I just don't understand why we can't keep people. Ugh, god. You're fucking stupid, man. Ugh, Walmart's a hot mess. But it is technically an essential store. I can see that. Like, grocery stores. Those are essential. And it's really funny because essential employees, you would think that during this time, essential employees would be treated like, you know, just, you think essential employees would be, people would be more grateful for them, but, like, it's just making things even worse. At Lowe's, we have a lot of people coming in and out, and mainly it's just because they have time to finally finish those projects that they've been putting off on, which is a valid and fair point. But you're also risking your own health and safety, and also our health and safety, because as essential employees, we have to be there. And yeah, we have a choice of not working, but there's also, we could possibly starve to death or be kicked out of our homes if we don't continue working. And it's, God forbid, it's already hard enough to get unemployment. And those who have unemployment, who are getting more money, to those people, what I'm trying to say is, unemployed people who are getting unemployment are basically getting paid even more than people who are actually working. So, there's obviously something wrong in the system right now. But that's already been known for, you know, hundreds of years here in America. There's something wrong with our system, but we're too fucking, apparently we're just too fucking stupid to understand that. Whatever, right? Whatever, we're America. We're the greatest country in the world, is what we keep telling ourselves. Meanwhile, the entire world's laughing at us. Oh, God. Anyways, let's talk about some essential moments that I've had at the store. Now, luckily, I have not been an easy target for people. It's my coworkers who have been easy targets. Being yelled at, being thrown pens at, calling them stupid, telling them that, you know, telling us that we don't know how to do our job. So, for those of you who are those customers, one, go fuck yourselves. Continue listening to my podcast, but, like, go fuck yourself. And, two, have a little bit more mercy on us. We're in the middle of a pandemic. We're stressed. We're probably short on people because people are taking paid time off to protect their loved ones because they're more susceptible to the coronavirus than any of us can be. So we're shorthanded in stores. Do you know how hard it is to be shorthanded in a store during a pandemic while customers are screaming at you because you can't find the proper off-white that they're looking for? It's a real fucking conundrum, and it's starting to piss me off. During the midst of this, there was a customer, I don't know her name, I'm glad I don't know her name, because I would probably be putting her on blast right now. Excuse me. There was a customer who came in and wanted us to make a color that she brought in. She wanted a color match to the color she had because she was hired somebody to paint something. But unfortunately, she brought us a paint sample that wouldn't work. She brought us that kind of like bumpy, rough exterior paint that has little sand bits in it, which give it that like adobe texture. And so our color matching machine doesn't work like that, especially when it comes to texture in the paint, because it messes up the shading and the calibration of it. What I'm trying to say is it doesn't pick up the pigment of the paint properly because there's too many shadows and highlights in the way because of the sand texture. So the machine can't get a good reading. But like, we tried, God forbid, we fucking tried to get a paint. It didn't work. And this is what happened to one of my coworkers. This is a story I was told by them. This customer called them fucking stupid. They said that they don't know how to do their fucking job and they were idiots for it. And, you know, basically they were just like, why are you wasting my time being so stupid if you don't know how to do your own job? As if she knows how to do our job in the first place. First of all, like, you don't know how to do our job, bitch. You came to us for a service. Unfortunately, we did our best, but we could not find your paint. And you're calling us idiots. Well, you could also go to Home Depot. That's also an option. I'm sure Home Depot will have even less patience with you than we do right now. So she left in a storm, and you know, a few hours later, I came in and they told me that story. Well, the next day, they send the contractor to come and talk to us to see if we could find the paint, the color match. And we tried. We tried for him. And we couldn't do it. And so, while one of my coworkers was arguing with this person, they decided they were going to say, well, I'm not scared of the coronavirus. I've already had it. And my coworker just started. At first, she was very, nice about it. They're like, please step away from me, because they have family members that could catch it and are bigger health risks from the coronavirus. So the second time, you know, they said firmly to back up. And then the third time, they just simply just said, just, you need to back away from me. And I was just astounded by the guy who would not back up. He did apologize at the end, though, because he couldn't find the color either. He had to tell the bitchy customer lady that he couldn't find the color, and he apologized on behalf of her and himself and left, which I thought was very, very, very nice of him. But It just shows how not serious people are taking this. They're acting like it's just like a flu. And I think that's how we all started to think of the coronavirus, because we heard it had flu-like symptoms. And we were like, oh, it's like the flu. So if we catch it, we can, you know, treat it like it's the flu. Similar to it, not exactly. And then it started to mutate, and then it became its own coronavirus thing. So it just astounds me how people aren't taking it as seriously as before. It's more deadly now. So, like, if you've caught the coronavirus and you've gotten better, good for you, but also, like, back the fuck up. Because we don't want to be near you right now. We're already scared that we're going to get it, because we have to work at Lowe's. You really think that you saying, I've had it and I'm fine, is going to help us? Like, no. You may still have it. We don't know how it acts, because they're still trying to study it. Whatever. Go off with that shit. You know, you're still alive, you're still here. Sometimes I wish you weren't. Let's see, what's another story that we can tell? Oh, well, there are people who are constantly asking whether we have gloves or not anymore, which I feel bad for those people. Especially, like, masks, gloves, and toilet paper have become our most popular thing. I still don't understand the toilet paper part, but it's just... I have to tell the story in a second, the one I read online. But yeah, sometimes people will come in and be like, have you gotten any gloves in? And unfortunately the answer is no. We don't have any gloves to sell right now. And we don't have any masks to sell either. So customers are unfortunately, everyone's basically had to come down to making their own masks if they know how to sew. Which I'm very, very happy that I know how to do that. A basic square with little folds around it. And you got yourself a face mask. So I'm very happy that I am able to at least make some masks for my family and I. And we're protected. I just feel bad for the people who can't find masks or can't make the masks. But I am very happy that people are doing their part in making masks and donating them. Someone told me that I should probably try to sell the masks for money. But I wouldn't feel right doing that. I wouldn't feel right making money off of a pandemic. It seems like such bad taste. Unless you're creating content online. Like, if you're creating content for people to watch to kind of help them with the whole coronavirus thing, that's something else. But if you're just exposing this... What is the word? It's a certain word. It's on the tip of my tongue. I know it. Anyways, basically, if you're making money off of people's tragedy... It's just fucked up. Like, it's... Don't do that. Don't make money off of something that is so completely essential. Like this one guy did a few weeks ago when this whole thing first started. If you guys haven't seen the article, I will link it below. It's an article of a man who bought $17,000 worth of toilet paper and hand sanitizer. And he was trying to scalp people online on Amazon and like on eBay as well. He was trying to sell the toilet paper and hand sanitizer at such a ridiculously high price. And people were getting pissed off about it. As they should. You shouldn't do that. It's really fucked up. You were fucking... Ugh, there's that word again. I can't think of it. They're like... God, I cannot think of the word. Basically, this man's operation got shut down by officials saying, you can't do this because if you do, you will be fucking fined. And so he was ordered to get rid of... He was ordered to donate all of the toilet paper and all of this hand sanitizer he had found, and it was just really hilarious because I think he put like a down payment on his house to get the money to buy more toilet paper and hand sanitizer, and I think something like that happened here in New Mexico as well. I think it was like Socorro. A man bought all the toilet paper and he tried to gouge prices for it. But then the city was just like, if you try to sell... I forgot who told them, but it was basically like, if you try to sell this toilet paper to anyone at all, you will be fined. And he put down like a down payment on his house. He basically got money for his house to pay for the toilet paper, but now he had too much toilet paper in his house, and he couldn't sell it, and... the fire marshals, the fire department or whoever, told them that if you fucking don't get rid of this, we're gonna have to we're gonna have to deem the house as unlivable because it's a fire hazard because it's so much fucking toilet paper, which is righteous justice in itself. So here's a few tips that I have learned in the past month. If you still haven't figured out how to handle a pandemic, one, don't buy so much toilet paper. You're not being locked into your house. You're not being chained. You're not being quarantined into your house. You're simply just being told that if you go outside, you have to take extra precaution because people are sick right now and some might not know it. So if you come into exposure with these people, guess what? You have a high chance of getting sick, especially when you go out into the public. Secondly, wear your face masks. You're not being bound and gagged. Your rights aren't being taken away. This is basically everyone saying, if you wear a face mask, you have a higher chance of living. If you don't, your chances of living might go down exponentially. And you might get the coronavirus, and you might die. And we don't want that. We want you to live a long, healthy life and not die. And, you know, wearing a face mask will help you not die in this situation. And people are taking it as if it is their rights being taken away. No one's taking your fucking rights. Listen, to those who don't want to wear a mask and want to go out in public, I mean, if you want to, I say go for it. No one's going to stop you. But I hope you have a lot of regret when you get the coronavirus and the doctor comes in and tells you you have the coronavirus. And I hope the next time something like this happens, which I pray to God it never happens, if something like this happens to you and you somehow survive the coronavirus, that you will think about how you can make living life a little bit better for everyone. Because at this point, if we see someone out without a mask or any kind of protection, no hand sanitizer, nothing, we're not getting close to you, and we're going to think that you are going to catch the coronavirus. And at this point, I know it sounds really fucked up, but I kind of do hope that the people who refuse to wear masks and want to reopen America because they miss going out, I hope they do die in the coronavirus. And I know that's really fucked up to say, but there's nothing else you could say to these people. There's really nothing else you could say to these people. To those people who just think that this thing is a lie, it's a hoax, it's fake, hospitals are empty. Like, I just really hope you die. And I'm tired of being just wear your fucking masks, for God's sake. Okay, let's talk about Tiger King. I know it's been a while, and like, it's probably over already, and people don't want to talk about Tiger King anymore, but like, I have to talk about it. It's just so fucking crazy. The shit that happens in that series is insane. There's no word for it. It's insane. Everything about it is crazy. Everyone in that documentary is out of their fucking mind. Holy shit, what a wild ride it was. It took me 3 days to finish Tiger King. I finished it a while ago. But Jesus Christ, I don't know if I'll ever watch it again, because it is, I don't even know what to say. It is insane. I've never seen such a wild true crime docuseries like this before. Alright, let's start at the beginning where we meet Tiger King Joe Exotic. A gay, gun-toting Oklahoma zookeeper with a wild personality. I'm not gonna go over the episodes, I'm just gonna talk about the characters in general. The ones I can fucking remember anyways. So Joe Exotic. Joe Exotic wants to be a star. As far as I can see from the docuseries, Joe Exotic just wants to be a fucking star. And he just wants to be a figure that people remember. And it's really ironic because, spoiler alert, there's going to be a lot of spoilers in this part of the podcast. So, yeah, I should preface this first by saying, if you haven't seen Tiger King, skip to the next part of this. Or listen to another one of my episodes. I will be talking about Tiger King and just its characters in general. But if you don't want to hear it, then now's your chance to back away before I start. And those of you who don't care about spoilers, please stay and just listen to my incredible babbling about these characters. And what happens in the fucking, in this docuseries. Oh boy. Okay, here we go. Oh, sorry, I'm like laying down real quick. I'm gonna actually roll up my window a little bit. There we go. I just don't want my phone to be snatched while I'm laying back. Tiger King. Joe Exotic. Gay, gun-toting, Oklahoma zookeeper. He is... really just wants to be a star. He's an idiot, first of all. He's an idiot who just wants to be famous. And I can understand that. Because everyone... I think everyone has this, like... want to be famous. They want to do something incredible in the world so people can remember them. That's Joe. He just wants to make a legacy for himself. Which is really ironic because he did make a legacy as being this wild and insane character who can't even relish in his own celebrity status because he's doing like 21 years in a fucking prison. It's true, it's cruel irony at its best. I could not think of a better way to end that whole this bullshit that happened with tigers. So, Tiger King Joe Exotic is a zookeeper and he keeps hundreds and hundreds of tigers. And he basically just wants to be a zookeeper and, you know, bring joy to all these people. And he, you know, charges for cub petting and shows and stuff. And he pays an absorbent amount of money for a ticket, which I always think was weird. But whatever, like, I'm not going to say anything about that. I'm going to let the man be. I don't care. Just the whole thing is crazy. And then we have, like, Carol Baskin, who is a, what is it? Animal rights protester who has found significant fame in social media with Big Cat Rescue. Which is really ironic because when I saw Big Cat Rescue, the grounds and where Big Cat Rescue is operated on, the cats are still in cages. And she defends that by basically saying, well, you know, they're not being tortured anymore. And, well, I mean, I don't, it's such fucking hypocrisy with all these people. Carol Baskin saves cats from zoos and puts them in their rescue while they're still, when they're still in cages. It's a real fucking slap to the face, if I'm being completely honest. And then we get into the disappearance of her husband, who was a who was a sexaholic, and just mysteriously disappeared one day, and there was actually a federal case opened up about his disappearance, and a lot of fan theories say that Carol Baskin was the one who basically killed her husband. Even Joe Exotic, there's a famous clip
Carol Baskin killed her husband. Whacked him. I've seen that fucking... I've heard that sound clip in a lot of TikToks I've seen on YouTube. It's so fucking... And, yeah, people suspect that Carol Baskin was the one that actually killed her husband. Which, like... I can totally see Carol Baskin killing her husband, feeding the fucking man to tigers. But that is only a theory. We don't know exactly what happened, so without any actual evidence or proof, we can't accuse Carol Baskin like that. Even though, oh my god, the signs are almost there. She killed her husband by feeding him to tigers. It's like, it's all there, but it's not. It's jigsaw pieces that don't exactly fit the puzzle, but look like they can fit. You know? And there are a lot of things in the series. Joe Exotic talks about how there's a septic tank underneath that where, you know, underneath the house, but they never investigated the septic tank. So the case went cold and, you know, it's done and over with. She's no longer, you know, a main suspect of the case. It went cold. Case technically closed. Well, after the Tiger King documentary came out, the case reopened. And so there's another investigation about Carol Baskin's husband missing. Dude, I think there's a lot of fan speculation. Like, he could have just disappeared, vanished. She could have killed him. Someone could have killed him in behalf of Carol. A lot of things. A lot of theories. All fucking hilarious. Listen, okay. I am one of those people whose soul is fed by train wrecks. I got my fill of train wreck. How did my friend describe it? Oh, she... I tweeted about, Tiger King, and she was just like, it's like a train wreck giving birth to a car wreck, or something like that. I was like, yeah, that's how you explain Tiger King. It is a fucking wild adventure. So let's stop talking about Carol Baskin, and let's talk about Doc Antle, who is by far one of the creepiest people I've ever seen, ever. Live, television, he's just terrifying. He has this, like, personal cult of women who are, like, his employees, but then become his wives, and they get different names to sound more exotic, which I think this is a fat, tubby, white-ass man who is basically collecting women for a professional harem. That's how I see it, and I think it's fucking gross. The way that he would welcome them. It was the fucking... Oh, my God. I cannot fucking remember shit. I should have done this weeks ago. I should have done this episode of Tiger King weeks ago. Damn it. There is a woman who was part of Doc Antle's group, but then eventually left out of her own will. She was saying that it was basically just a sexual cult. And it definitely looks like that. And also, Doc Antle is not only a creep, but he's also, like, he's basically a fucking... He's a Chad, basically. He's a Chad. He goes for underage girls who will work for him at his zoo. And then he fucks them and welcomes them into part of his own little close circle. It's basically just a sexual cult. He's the leader, and all the women are just the cult leaders. That's how I see Doc Antle's fucking bullshit. And he does bring it up in the documentary, and I was just like, so he does know. And he's getting mad because he knows that's what people are calling it. Because it's true. It's true. That's it. That's what it is. It's a fucking sexual cult, and he's the cult leader. Bravo. Thank you for being thank you for being aware of what people are saying. Now, you just have to admit that you're a cult leader. It's just it. Go fuck yourself, Doc. Let's see, what was the other one? There's another guy, but I forget his name. He basically came in later in the documentary, and he was helping Joe Exotic keep his zoo, because Joe Exotic started to come under some fucking... He started fighting lawsuits against Carol Baskin, and he was running out of money, so he couldn't feed his tigers or keep the zoo open. Hang on, I'm gonna take a drink. So, he got the help from a person who was a supposed millionaire. Hang on, let me see if I can find his name. I do have the IMDb here. Let's see. Tiger King. Supposedly, he was helping Joe Exotic with his money woes. And he ended up, from what we saw in the documentary, he ended up fucking Joe Exotic over. Let's see. John Reink, Kelsey Saffrey, John Finlay, Rick Kirkcombe, Carol Baskin, Joe Exotic, Eric Coey, Harold Baskins, Eric Good, Jeff Lowe. His name is Jeff Lowe. And this dude was fucking intense. He was a self-proclaimed millionaire. He would go to Las Vegas and he would fucking pick up chicks with his wife, and he would just have sex with them. And the way he would lure them into having sex with them and partying with them is he would bring cubs into the hotel rooms illegally. And then later on, during, like, you know, deeper into the fucking documentary, you find out that he is not a millionaire. He's actually struggling with money, too. So he ends up, quote-unquote, stealing the fucking zoo from Joe Exotic. I don't really know if he actually steals the zoo from Joe Exotic, but that's how Joe Exotic put it. He put it as, he stole the zoo from me because he needs fucking blah, 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 and blah, 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 and whatever, you know? And so, he takes the zoo under his ownership, and I'm putting you right back down. Sorry, I'm recording this on my phone, so, like, there's just nothing you can do about it, except just, I don't know, deal with it. Where's my thing? Jeff Lowe, quote-unquote, steals the zoo. There we go. He steals the zoo from Joe Exotic, and he starts remodeling it, but then his business partner, who he was trying to rebuild the zoo with, gets mad and leaves, and Jeff Lowe's just like, well, that's just how people are around me. I'm just like, no, you're doing something to fuck them over. If everyone's acting like that, maybe it's you, dude. Maybe you're the issue. Oh, and we even haven't begun with talking about fucking Joe Exotic's husbands, because Joe Exotic was in a polyamorous relationship with two guys. One of them accidentally shot themselves in the head and committed suicide, and we haven't even begun the part where Joe Exotic runs for presidency, and he runs for, like, the governor of Oklahoma, and the poor guy whose name is right here, where the fuck is he? Howard Baskin. Joshua Dial, who was his campaign manager. It's something he's been wanting to do. He gets the worst person to manage his campaign. Like, Joshua Dial got stuck with Joe Exotic as his first campaign management. Poor kid, man. And he was the one who was the witness of one of fucking Joe Exotic's husbands. I'm picking you up. Sorry if the audio is a little weird. Like I said, I'm fucking recording this on my phone. Josh Finlay was one of Joe Exotic's husband, and the one that killed himself was Dylan Passage? I think he was a California boy, and he was messing with Joshua. He was saying, pointing a gun, clicking, you know, pulling the trigger,
He was just like, relaxed, you know, these fucking guns can't go off unless they have a clip in or whatever. And then he puts it to his head and shoots himself. No one really knows whether it was accidental or it was purposeful. No one knows. But they were on a lot of meth, so it may have just been accidental. But this whole series is insane. Not to mention, there is Saf, who is one of the employees at the zoo that Joe Exotic runs, gets his hand ripped off by a tiger, and they you know, managed to rescue the arm, but at that point, the arm was just fucked up. So they couldn't do anything with it, so he finally made the choice to get rid of the arm. So he had it amputated, and during this whole documentary, he kept being misgendered, but he didn't care. But it was just so stupid. This whole documentary, let me tell you, was a train wreck. It was a disaster. Everyone who wasn't the main character was just along with the poor ride. They had to ride this fucking stupid roller coaster. Carol Baskin and Joe Exotic and Doc Antle, Jeff Lowe, everyone, the main pieces of this really fucking stupid game of chess. Oh my god, these people should not be allowed to own anything, you know, let alone fucking tigers. They're irresponsible, they're stupid, and they think that they know everything, but they really don't. Joe Exotic fed his tigers, like, expired meat from Walmart that he would pick up. It was just so insane. And, you know, after Carol Baskin's husband's disappearance, she inherited all the money. And the ex-wife of Carol Baskin's husband and his daughters also went on the record basically saying that Carol Baskin's was a fucking cunt. And she was plotting this whole thing all along. They got nothing from Carol Baskin's husband in the will because she told him to rewrite the will. No, I'm getting a little heated. I don't know if Carol Baskin's actually fucking made him rewrite the will. But they were basically taken out of the will. And they were left with nothing. And Carol Baskin refused to give them anything. This whole documentary is a hot fucking mess, dude. And if you haven't seen it, honestly, there's no reason for you to watch it. Just for the entertainment value. You know, this is something that happened just this decade alone. This isn't like, you know, Ted Bundy and his fucking 70s murder spree. This happened a decade ago. This is fresh off the true crime boat. And if you're into that kind of thing, I highly recommend you watch it. If you don't, that's fine. But one reason not to watch it is you can't just say, well, everyone's watching it, so I shouldn't watch it. That's a dumb fucking reason not to watch it. That's so stupid. Go fucking watch it if you're interested. Fuck what everyone else thinks. If they don't want to watch it, okay, fine by them. But if you want to watch it and people are like, people you know are like, oh, that's dumb, don't do it. Fuck those people. Just go watch it. It's so interesting. If you're interested, go watch it. If you're not, that's fine by me. You have me to recap it.
I think that's gonna about do it for this episode. I really need to just write a script for these things. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. And truly, truly thank you so much. I know I need to make more episodes. I will do my best to get on that. There just hasn't been any time. But luckily, with these days off that I have, I'll be able to write some scripts and maybe make some episodes to put in on hold for just putting them out week by week so I have some content to put out. But thank you so much, guys, for all your support. Really, it means a lot. And remember, if you like this episode of the Rotten Rainbow Podcast, go ahead and follow me on Spotify. Go ahead and follow me on Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, CastBox, anywhere where podcasts are broadcast, that's where you're gonna find me, baby. And for now, I bid y'all adieu. Have a good rest of your days. Oh God, why did I say? Have a good day, guys. Stay safe, stay sanitized, and remember, don't be a fuckhead not wearing your mask. Just wear your mask. Bye!